Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
All things work together for those who love God. Is that really the meaning of the passage? The way many people use this is to say that all things, as long as they're in Christ, all things are going to be the way they want it to be. Notice the they. Well, what it says in Romans 8:28 is, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose." Now, when you look at this, we must look at the context and realize the very verse before. Let's start two verses before in 26. "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches the heart knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." When you look at the context of this, it is dealing with the issue of seeing the future glory, dealing with suffering in this life, because it says that in verse 18, "For I consider that the suffering in this present time is not compared to that future glory." So what you have when you look at this is not that all things are going to work together for our good. It's to work together for the good of God. In other words, it all works together for God's glory, even in our suffering. Do you ever think that suffering could be for God's glory?
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.